It can really be hard to find support if you are moving towards a more natural lifestyle or a more non-toxic life, moving toward homesteading, whatever it may be. But not only from people who are against it, but from the people in the same crowd. Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. I am a little bit fired up after a reel that I just saw today. I will talk a little bit about that later. But it really got me thinking about how it can be really isolating sometimes to start living this kind of lifestyle and feel like maybe you don't really fit in anywhere. Maybe you're not crunchy enough, and maybe you're a whole lot more crunchy than the rest of your family or the rest of your friend group, whatever it might be. I find myself feeling both of those things quite often. It's really hard to find support, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. My family's definitely always supportive of me in whatever I do, but they just don't really get it, you know? And that's okay. I don't expect them to. They're often listening to my podcast, so hello, family. But I know for other people, their family might not be supportive at all. Very much I've heard people that their family isolates them for whatever reason for trying to live this way. And I think there's definitely ways we can navigate that. I mean, there's obviously some toxic stuff happening there that I am not here to solve. I am not a therapist or anything. But I want to just talk about things that you can do on your side to try to gain that support a little bit, and also to just ease on yourself knowing that it's okay if your friends and family don't want to do the same things that you do. And you actually can find a lot of great places to find that community elsewhere, but still love on your family and friends just the same. I'm not one for cancel culture or alienating people just because they're not trying to live the same way as me at all. But sometimes it can be hard if you get a backhanded comment about one of the crunchy things you're doing, or you're trying really, really hard, and even though your family might support you, they're doing some things that make it a little bit harder for you to live the way that you want to live. So this might be a little bit longer episode. I have a lot that I want to hit on here, but if this is you and you have felt this way, I would love for you to come over to our Facebook community. I'll have that linked in the show notes, or you can just search the Homestead Challenge on Facebook and you'll find us there. There's my page, and then you can find the private group from there. But I just want you to know that there is a place for us who are kind of crunchy, and we can talk to each other about all of these things. I really hope that you can find some support there. So first, like, let's understand why this can be so hard. You might have friends and family that have different lifestyle backgrounds, grew up different ways in different economic statuses, different things. And like, let's be honest, I know that a lot of people say crunchy living doesn't have to be expensive, but if you're trying to do it in a modern world, it's typically pretty expensive. If you're doing it super off-grid, super natural, super crunch, all of that, it doesn't have to be, for sure. Like, it's definitely doable to not be expensive, but in the way that I live and still want some modern conveniences, it can definitely be expensive. There's a lot of stereotypes that sometimes the crunchy community can be a little insufferable. And I've found that to be the case for some people. I'm so fired up about this reel, guys. I'm going to talk about it later. But I'm just not here for the people who are trying to police people for trying to do better. If you're trying to do better, I love that. I am so here for that and very excited for you about that. And I am going to be like mama bear here. Anybody trying to bring you down, let me at them, because I am so over people on social media bringing people down who are trying to do better. It's absolutely ridiculous. So there also people might not really want to live a natural lifestyle because they just don't care. And you're going to have to be okay with that. You have to be okay that some people know that there might be healthier options and they just don't care. And that is fine. You cannot make people care. You can only do what you can do. And we'll talk about different things that you can do. And some people might be scared of natural living. I know that definitely people have been a little scared of the choices that I have made, be it home birth. It sounds pretty scary to people. Natural medicine like herbalism can be scary to a lot of people. And something like raw milk can be scary to a lot of people. So if you haven't listened to my last few episodes, I was super sick like last week. And it just so happened that it coincided with when we started using raw milk again. So a little bit frustratingly, but completely understandably, and also I had this feeling too. Everyone in my family was like, well, it's the raw milk. And I mean, we were like throwing up. I pooped my pants. It was awful, guys. It was so bad. But so it even had me thinking like, oh gosh, is it the raw milk? Like, I don't know. But then I found out that other people that we had been around on Easter were also sick. They didn't drink our milk. They had the same symptoms. So it definitely wasn't that. But like that can be the first thing that people really get to, if, especially if they don't really understand or know a lot about these things that you're doing, which is, I get it. I totally do. And then there can also be generational differences. Definitely. Like in a lot of things we choose to do, especially when it comes to things that are maybe more eco-friendly, sustainable, that kind of thing, can be really confusing to different generations. And that's okay. But not saying that it's okay that these people aren't supporting you in any way, but those are kind of like the reasons why this may be happening. So let's talk now about if you are dealing with that lack of support. I think that the number one thing that you need to do is remember your why. So when we deal with that lack of support, oftentimes it's a little bit frustrating. And for me, sometimes it makes me want to quit some things. And that's obviously never a good thing. We're all doing these natural living things for a reason, whether you're eating healthier or making your own medicine or gardening or whatever it might be. And you probably have a pretty strong why for that. So always remembering your why, I think, is really important. And I think you could also share your why if you do it in a really gentle, delicate, and loving way. You're not coming at this telling people that you think that they're all, you know, gonna die if they don't change and do all of these natural things and whatnot. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. I'm kind of a non-confrontational person, but I think that there's ways that we can show people rather than maybe telling them. And like I said, I'm really here about not alienating your loved ones while we're doing all of these things. I think that that's kind of anti what we're trying to do here, especially if some of our reasons why are to make our family healthier, happier, live more simply. I don't just want that for my immediate family. I want that for my extended family too. But I can't control what happens inside of their household. I can only control what happens inside of mine. And if leading by example is the way, then I think that that's great. I have no intention on alienating someone because they don't, I don't know, drink raw milk or eat grass-fed beef, whatever it might be. So I think a lot of this has to do just with mainstream society. There's so many consumerist and unhealthy norms that people just aren't exposed to what maybe you have found out. And I'm not like a conspiracy theorist whatsoever, but I've, you know, gone down enough rabbit holes to know that there can definitely be a better way. And there's definitely some things that are not talked about on the media or in mainstream society whatsoever. So people honestly just might not be familiar with what you're doing. But I think that you can build that supportive community. So whether it's finding a local community that shares your values, I talked about that in a previous episode with my friend Caitlin, all about how you can find your local community. And I think that one of the best ways to do that is to just talk to people at your local farmers market, or if you have a milk pickup, a produce pickup, CSA kind of situation, you can find a lot of people locally that will share a lot of those same values. And then, of course, we have like-minded individuals right here, and you can join our Facebook group and chat with us over there. So how are we going to stay true to our lifestyle choices when people are maybe less than supportive? Number one, be prepared. So it depends how much of a stickler you are for this kind of thing. If you're going to an event like a potluck and you need to bring food, then bring a pretty hearty dish that you're going to want to eat, and something that is also really good that other people will want to eat. So then you can kind of maybe share a healthier recipe in that way while also having something that you feel comfortable eating. I'm not that much of a stickler for that. If somebody's making me a meal, I'll eat it no matter what it is. But if there's certain health reasons, especially if, you know, you get sick from eating other kinds of food, whatnot, make something yourself and make one of your best things that you want to share with the world. I think that could be an awesome way to share what you've learned with other people. Maybe you'll have to communicate in advance. I would only do this if I really had a severe allergy or situation where I couldn't eat whatever was going to be happening. Yeah, and then like just focus on common ground whenever you're at these gatherings. There is so much to being human that we can all relate to. And whether or not your friends and family can relate to this one aspect of you, I guarantee there are many, many other things that you can talk about that will make you feel like everybody's on common ground. We're all playing for the same team. We're all trying to live happy, healthy lives here. And sometimes if you really do have family that is not just unsupportive, but like against what you're doing, then yeah, you might need to not go to certain events, or you might need to redirect attention onto other topics, or just completely avoid any topic around this general situation. So if you are looking to kind of participate in your own way, I think that gratitude first is always a great way to go. Like, if someone's trying to offer you something but you really don't want to eat it, just be like, thank you so much. I am going to eat this. I'm loving this right now. Something like that. You don't need to give them detailed explanations for anything. Like, oh, I'm not going to eat that because it has MSG and red dye 40 in it and all this stuff. Like, that's not the time. It's really not the time. We don't always need to be educating. We don't always need to be the food dye police or the plastic police at all. Just say, no, thank you. And then if you do want to educate others and you're finding yourself like you're in a time when you might be able to do this, I think that education is a really awesome way to help people kind of understand your choices a little bit more, especially if they're really against whatever you're doing. Especially with the example of like raw milk or something, maybe they just don't understand, which is completely understandable because at one point, not that long ago, I didn't understand it either. So I think that you can get people a little bit more on your side by educating, but there's a time and a place, right? Like I said, leading by example, number one way to do things. And then number two, wait for some genuine interest. Like if they start to maybe ask you some questions, that would be the time to do it, not when you're at a family holiday gathering. Keep it really personal. Don't be like, oh, you shouldn't eat that because you're going to die. I don't know why I keep being that harsh, but some people are pretty harsh about things. So just keep things really personal. Explain that, you know, I found that this really works for me, or I found that when I ate this way, I finally started feeling relief from my IBS after years and years. Or for me, I made these choices and got rid of these chemicals in my house, and I found that my period started regulating. Talk about yourself here and tell your own true stories about what has happened to you. Not only is that not making them feel attacked in any way, it's sharing the best examples. Maybe they're not going to believe something that you just read online. If you actually have a tale of how these things have helped you, that's a strong way to share your story. And invite participation. If somebody maybe is starting to get interested in this kind of thing, or maybe they don't understand, have them join in on something with you. So I have a lot of family who maybe don't really want to be crunchy, but they might enjoy me teaching them how to make pizza dough and having a pizza night together. Like, that's pretty cool. And like, everyone loves pizza, you know, or a loaf of sourdough bread they might want to learn how to make. You could have a fermenting party. I wouldn't start with, like, you know, kombucha. Definitely not. But a lot of people like pickles. Why don't you make pickles together as a family? That would be pretty cool. I think there's a lot of things that if we just introduce them and realize that we're going to start with the simple things, that people would actually get on board with a lot of these things. And as we all know, certain things can be a gateway to other things. So maybe by inviting them to participate in one small thing, you might open up a door for them that was previously totally closed, which is pretty cool. You could also always have an arsenal of go-to resources like websites, books. For me, I think sharing more things like videos or documentaries would be helpful. I don't think that, like, my family is just going to randomly pick up a book about this kind of thing, which is totally fine. To be fair, probably me neither. Like, I like reading, but I have had much less time for reading in my days. If you find me reading, it's almost always an audiobook these days. But side note, I just want you to know here that you're really not alone in this, and I hope that you don't feel like I'm saying that all of this is your fault and, like, you know, you have to be the one to bridge these gaps. And it could just be because I personally haven't experienced anything in my life where I was completely alienated for living this way. And if you have, I am so, so sorry. I know that these stories exist. I know that some families can have some seriously strong opinions about the things that you're doing. And the times that these are the hardest is really usually from my experience around birth, around how you're feeding or taking care of your babies, and you're already in an emotional state at that time. So if you are in that position right now, I just want you to know that you're not alone. A lot of us have been through that, and I know that there's a lot of people probably listening that are currently going through that. So you are absolutely not alone here. And if you are in a state where you're a little bit more mentally fragile than you typically might be, then absolutely you can take a break from people without canceling them. I am not one to cancel your family, but if maybe today you just don't need to answer the phone if somebody's calling or trying to video chat you that day, Maybe you just have to say no this one time this weekend to the event that you've been invited to. And that doesn't mean it's a no forever. Just this time, you're going to sit it out for your mental health, for your self-care, and that is absolutely okay to do at any time if this is really wearing on you. And just know, I'm always here to chat. If you don't want to come chat in the Facebook group, you can also DM me on Instagram. I am totally here for solidarity because it can just be so hard because you feel in your everyday life like you are crazy, crunchy person and that no one in the whole world lives the way that you do. And then you go on the internet on Instagram and you're not crunchy enough. Seriously, this reel that I watched earlier today, this person showed a lot of things that they do that honestly were a lot of things that I do. And I did. I did not exclusively breastfeed. We also partially formula fed. Of course, I got the crunchy formula, but who cares if I didn't, right? what were other things? I don't know. Making box mac and cheese with bone broth, which I thought was so funny. I totally buy box mac and cheese. Sorry if that makes me not crunchy enough, but it made me so angry, the comments in this, because they were all just like getting down on this person for not being crunchy enough because they used disposable diapers and come on, they were using bone broth and mac and cheese. Like, that's amazing. And also, I never thought to do that, and now I want to do that. But, like, who cares what level of crunchy you are on? I just want you to know that there is a family for you, whether it's in person or whether it's online. And just know that when you see people online, they're probably not always as perfect as they come off to be. And interestingly enough, I feel like the people in your everyday life could potentially be crunchier than you think they are. I know that there are certain things that my family does that are a little bit crunchy. And most of that revolves around cooking, but my parents also have a little garden. And I know other friends of mine, especially their parents, have huge gardens, and they probably don't even know what the word crunchy means. So if we're going about this all together and we just want to share this human experience, know that the people in your life probably are pushing against you for a reason, like we discussed above. And a lot of it might be due to lack of education on this, and that's okay. You don't have to be the one to educate them, but you certainly can be. Just do it in a gentle way. Or don't. It's really up to you. Until next time, friends. Stay crunchy or don't.
'Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.